The Air Force Enlisted Village in Okaloosa County is expanding. The latest addition to the military retirement community is Bob Hope Village 5. WUWF's Danielle Freeman reports residents will start moving in mid-August.
The Air Force Enlisted Village is a 501c3 nonprofit organization in Shalimar, right outside Eglin Air Force Base. It's comprised of Teresa Village and Bob Hope Village, two independent living communities for widows of retired airmen, retired military couples, and mothers of active duty service members. In addition, an assisted living facility, Hawthorne House, is located on the property.
It's something that it's hard to put into words, and the only way I can express it is home is where the heart is, and this is home.
That's Alice Kaufman. After her husband passed away, she moved into the village and has lived there since 2000. Kaufman says the quality of life and freedom the community provides is wonderful for seniors such as her.
We can come and go as we please, but they have a bus that takes us to the commissary, that takes us to the BX. There's a lady that drives the bus that brings our groceries into the house. I could just go on and on and on.
The new addition has been in the making for 16 months. It adds 4 3-story buildings with 96 new apartments to the campus, at a cost of $17 million. To help with the cost, the AFEV's original complex, Teresa Village, in Fort Walton Beach, was sold for $4 million. And in keeping with Florida's goal of being the most military-friendly state in the country, State Senator Don Gates of Niceville says the Florida Defense Task Force provided $135,000 toward construction of the new facility.
Northwest Florida is the greatest concentration of retired military of anywhere in the country. And the fact that people here are willing to make a commitment to care for the widows of servicemen and the widowers of service women, to create the services and the resources necessary to do that, makes our area special.
Gates spoke at a recent ribbon cutting for the new addition. Also on hand for the unveiling was Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force, James Cody.
It's a significant milestone, but it's a commitment. It's a commitment that started way back then that carries forward today. It's a commitment that's aligned with our Air Force, a commitment to excellence.
For Chief Cody, the occasion was bittersweet, as he recalled that the blood, sweat, and tears was put into the project by former Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force, Jim Binneker, who was the CEO of the village when he passed away in March. Echoing those sentiments is June Burkhart, a longtime resident of Bob Hope Village. She says she's happy to see his vision come true.
This is a reality of a dream that he made happen. Chief Binneker, the 9th Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force, is Bubba to me. He always has been. That's the way he treated all of us, like we were family. I look at it and I say, Bubba, you did good.
The new addition provides residents with an improved level of comfort and safety, with modern amenities such as a clubhouse, elevators, energy-efficient living, and in-unit laundry facilities. Dan and Claudia Stevens currently reside at Teresa Village and are moving into the new addition in late September. The Stevens are looking forward to some of the new features and to what the future holds for them while living at the village.
Washer and dryers inside and the extra half bath. That's the plus.
And the other thing is that we will be able to go from here taking care of ourselves, and then if necessary, we're right here at the assisted living.
It's just right up the street here.
With the new addition of Bob Hope Village 5, all residents will now be housed on one campus, with Hawthorne House, the assisted living facility, right across the street. The residents will move in phases, beginning in mid-August and continuing through October, once construction is completed on the last 3 buildings of the complex. Danielle Freeman, WUWF News.